For decades, efforts to create peace between Arab countries and Israel made very little progress until 2020, when the Trump administration brokered the Abraham Accords. That agreement helped normalize diplomatic relations, first between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain, then eventually with Sudan and Morocco.
That is one of the most gratifying things that has happened during the Biden administration, is how the Abraham Accords have endured.
Victoria Coates, a former deputy national security advisor to President Trump, played an initial role in negotiations for the agreement. She says it passed a true test when Arab nations joined the West in responding to Iran's attack, marking a seismic shift in the region.
The action out of Iran was unprecedented. To attack Israel directly, and so was the Arab response. But I think most notably in there is Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis came out and publicly confirmed that they had shot down an Iranian projectile that entered their airspace.
Iraq, Jordan, the UAE, and Egypt all joined Saudi Arabia in providing critical intelligence, support, and cooperation.
They realize that if you're going to be in what increasingly is a regional struggle with Iran, you could not have a better friend than Israel. And, you know, that was the kind of realization that set in over the course of 2019 that led to the Abraham Accords, and that I think we saw on full display last weekend.
Coates says there's tremendous potential for the alliance to strengthen, especially if Saudi Arabia enters a formal agreement with Israel.
There was talk earlier this year of potentially getting to a Saudi deal that was derailed, I think perhaps not coincidentally, by October 7th. But that deal is still possible in the future, because it's highly unlikely UAE and Bahrain would have entered into those kinds of deals with Israel without Saudi support.
She believes the largest barrier is U.S. insistence that Israel comes to a deal with the Palestinians as a prerequisite.
That's not a Saudi point at this point. That's the Biden administration insisting on that. And that's kind of a poison pill now after October 7th, because there's no way Israel's going to reward the Palestinians for what happened with any kind of a state.
With this weekend's measured response by Israel to Iran's attack, many experts believe the Jewish state took another step in strengthening ties with its Arab neighbors. Caitlin Burke, CBN News, Washington.